Are Angie leads worth it for contractors? And how to get leads you actually own? You pay for the lead. Then you find out 4 or 5 other contractors got the exact same lead, and the homeowner is fielding calls from all of you. You chase it, you quote it, and it goes to whoever called back first or quoted lowest. You paid either way. If you run an HVAC, plumbing, electrical, or roofing business, you know this feeling. And you have probably wondered out loud whether Angie leads are worth it at all. It is one of the most common questions in the trades, and the contractor forums are full of it. Contractor Talk and HVAC Talk have endless threads on Angie and Home Advisor, and the consensus is blunt. Shared leads are a race. You pay whether you win or not, and a lot of them are junk. So let us do the real math, and then talk about the alternative the best contractors quietly move to. The real cost of a shared lead. The sticker price on a lead is not the real price. Contractors report paying somewhere around $15 to $85 for a single shared lead, and more for high-value jobs. But that lead is typically shared with 3 to 8 other contractors, and you pay for it whether or not you ever win the job. Run that through a realistic close rate and the true number gets ugly. After the leads you lose, the ones that never answer, and the tire kickers, many contractors find their actual cost per booked job from shared lead platforms lands well over $1,000. You are not really buying customers. You are buying lottery tickets, at full price, against 4 other people holding the same ticket. The lead is shared, so you are competing the moment you receive it. You pay per lead, not per booked job, so losing still costs you. Junk, duplicate, and misdialed leads are common, and disputing them is its own part-time job. The platform, not you, owns the customer and the review afterward. Why shared leads keep you stuck? Even when shared leads work, they keep you in a weak position. You are renting, not owning. The day you stop paying, the leads stop completely, because you never built anything of your own. And because every contractor on the platform is fighting over the same homeowner, the only levers you have are answering first and quoting low, which is the exact race to the bottom you are trying to escape. Worse, you are building someone else's asset. The reviews, the ranking, and the customer relationship all accrue to the platform. You do all the work and they keep the equity. That is a fine deal for them and a bad one for you. What owning your pipeline actually means. An owned lead comes to you directly, exclusively, from a source you control. Nobody else is getting it at the same time, and you are not paying a toll for the privilege. These sources are slower to build, but unlike rented leads, they compound. Every month of work makes the next month easier. A fully built Google Business profile and a spot in the local map pack, which is free and often the first thing a customer sees. Recent detailed Google reviews, the single biggest trust signal in the trades. Your own website ranking for your service and your city, so you show up when someone is ready to buy. Past customers and referrals, reactivated on purpose instead of by luck. Fast response. Because even an owned lead is lost if you take hours to call back. How to build leads you own, step by step. You do not have to quit Angie tomorrow. You have to start building the pipeline that lets you quit it later. Work down this list. Claim and fully complete your Google Business profile. Every service, your service area, hours, and at least a dozen recent job photos. This is your highest return free asset. Ask your last 10 happy customers for a Google review. Then keep a simple routine to ask after every job. Reply to all of them. Make your website clearly say what you do, where you work, and one obvious way to call you. Then build a page for each main service and city you serve. Answer fast. Set up call tracking and a system so a real person or an instant text responds within minutes, because speed wins the job and shows you which channels actually work. Reactivate past customers with seasonal reminders and tune-ups, since the cheapest job to win is the one from a customer you already earned. Publish one genuinely helpful post a week answering the questions homeowners actually ask, so you keep showing up and compounding your visibility. Where this gets easier. Here is the honest catch. Owning your pipeline works, but it runs on consistency, and consistency is exactly what you do not have time for when you are on a roof or under a sink all day. The Google profile goes stale, the reviews stop, the posting falls off, and the rented leads start to look necessary again. That is the gap our products close. The digital positioning playbook turns all of this into a clear, step-by-step plan tuned to your trade, with a live scan of your real website in an afternoon. And Growth Autopilot keeps the pipeline fed for you. It scans your real site and your competitors, finds why customers are not finding you, and drafts the posts, emails, and updates that keep you visible every week, with you approving every piece before it goes out. The trades are also among the slowest industries to adopt this kind of system, which is exactly why the contractor who builds an owned pipeline now pulls ahead while everyone else keeps feeding the lead machine. The bottom line, Angie and HomeAdvisor can be a short-term band-aid when the schedule is empty. They are not a pipeline, and they are not an asset. Every dollar you spend there builds their business. Every hour you spend on your own visibility builds yours. Stop renting customers and start owning the channels that bring them to you directly. For the bigger picture on where customers look and how AI is changing it, see our guides on getting more customers for your home service business and getting found by AI search.